What have you guys been informed about the situation there at this point?
Yes, that employees were were aware today at 7:30 this morning that the plant will be closing as of October 1st, and that they were giving a severance package and their slips this morning.
Okay. And so from what I've been reading, what's your estimate on how many people work there?
About 500.
About 500. And right. From what we can tell at this point, it's just severance. There's not an opportunity to move or anything like that?
That I don't know of.
Okay, sure.
Yes. You know, but there is a plant in Owensville, Missouri. And 2 years ago, they had a nice little expansion in Owensville. So, you know, there possibly could be an opportunity for some of those employees to transfer there.
But we really don't know at this point.
But don't know.
Sure. Okay. So, yeah, any explanation that you know at this point? Obviously, we'll try to get that from Mara O'Donnelly, but I don't know if you knew anything.
No, I really don't know the reason why. I know it was a competitive situation between, you know, two particular plants that they were looking at closing, and because ours was one of the largest, and they would, you know, incur the most savings with the Jefferson City facility. That's why Jefferson City was selected, but I don't know the reason.
Okay, so you knew about that process well before today's announcement, I guess?
Well, I wouldn't say that, no.
No, you're just aware of that situation, I guess.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so I guess, yeah, on the larger scale for Jefferson City, 500 jobs, what does that mean?
It's huge to Jefferson City. You know, the last plant closing that we had was Johnson Controls, and that would have been 5 or 6 years ago, about 100 jobs. I mean, plant closings in Jefferson City just really don't happen very often. We have been blessed in that regard. But they're very, very good paying jobs. I would say average of $20 an hour. And a lot of couples work there, a lot of spouses, you know, a lot of, you know, man and wife, families, you know, are employed there. And it's going to be really big for our community.
Yeah,
I would say probably the last one that happened to this magnitude was Maytag in the early 90s.
Wow. How many jobs then, do you remember?
I want to say that was 400 or 500 as well.
Yeah, so this is up there, like you said, on a historical level, I guess.
It's huge, yes.
Yeah. What is the process going to be like from here for those, like, do you guys work with trying to get assistance for these folks as
Absolutely.
They deal with all that? What's that process like after a closing like this?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a surprise to us as well, but absolutely, we are going to get our city officials, county officials ready, you know, to go meet with them and see if there's anything absolutely at all that we can do to keep this from happening. Whether there's incentives or, you know, anything that we can do to help. And I can tell you that there's already been conversations with the governor of Missouri to be able to help us in this regard as well. So, you know, first of all, the first thing we're going to do is meet with them and try to see if there's anything at all we can do as far as providing assistance. And if there is not, then the second thing we would be doing is helping those 500-plus employees find jobs elsewhere in the Jefferson City area, Cole County, in our region. And then third would be to, you know, they have a huge facility, 700,000 square feet plus, that sits on 30-plus acres right in the core of our community, marketing that facility for any potential prospects that might be interested.
Sure. And yeah, that's a lot to think about
the
day of this announcement. But what possibilities do you see? I mean, I guess what's the situation there in general in the last few years as far as obviously the manufacturing sector, things like that? These are kind of manufacturing type jobs from what I can tell.
Absolutely.
But what's that sector like in Jefferson City and what's the outlook, I guess?
Actually, you know, in our manufacturing sector, we've been doing very well. Unilever has had several expansions in the last several years. Command Web built 50,000 square feet a couple of years ago. They've been adding employees, too. They're in the printing operation, you know, printing operation as well, like R.R. Donnelly. Up until, you know, 2 months ago, we've been having conversations with the plant manager at R.R. Donnelly, and they've been going great guns. So, you know, this was a huge surprise to us. But overall, manufacturing in Jefferson City has been very stable, you know, and even been increasing in Jefferson City. So, you know, we're hopeful that although it's a, you know, it's a big number, you know, helping 500 people find jobs is going to take, you know, a lot of work and a lot of coordination. We're hopeful that you know, those employees can get back to work pretty quickly. And, you know, we want to work with the state will have a rapid response team on this, and we want to work very closely with them and help assist any way possible.
Yeah, at 500 jobs, that has to be one of the, at least private sector, one of the biggest employers in the area.
So. Oh, absolutely. They're in our top 10, you know, Scholastic being number one, which is, they have about 1,800 employees. Hang on, let me grab something real quick.
Sure, thanks.
You know, of course, state of Missouri, like you said, but Capital Region Medical Center, St. Mary's, Walmart, Central Bank Company. But yeah, they're... You know, they're in our top 15 as far as our largest employers.
Right, right. So, yeah, definitely not.
And like you said, private, you know, they're probably in our, you know, for sure our top five.
Right, right. So that's, yeah, somebody that it's not this small company you don't work with on a regular basis. It's someone you guys are working with regularly.
Absolutely. We meet and talk with them very frequently. And I guess that's why it's such a surprise to us. But, you know, I think... Here locally, they were all very surprised as well.
Sure.
I don't think it's anything that's been in the works for, you know, here locally anyway for a long period of time. I think it all happened very, very quickly.
Sure. And I'll admit I'm not that familiar with the company. What I mentioned, so is it mostly manufacturing? I'm sure there's probably also some managerial stuff.
They're in the printing operations, and so they print primarily textbooks. And, you know, so if you look, you know, over the last... you know, 5 years or so, the trend has been, you know, schools have, hang on a second, I just got an email on number
sure.
of jobs.
Okay, great.
Let's see what this says. As of May 2013, 473 full-time jobs. But I know they have part-time jobs as well, so 500 is probably pretty accurate. Sorry, I'm getting information as we speak. So,
no, that's fine. Thanks for giving me the latest. That's
sure.
great.
They're in the printing industry, and you know, schools, their budgets have been tightened, and you know, some schools have even gone to putting textbooks on iPads and things of that nature. So, you know, they. But on the flip side, they've been. I mean, last year they had their biggest. You know, they had a banner year as far as production. So they have other. Books that they print besides just textbooks, for example, Granger, they have a big, huge catalog. They print that book, you know, every year for them. They just got that contract again. So they have diversified their what the printing materials that they do print. So, yeah, that's pretty much their industry.
Sure. And so, again, you kind of mentioned it there, too, but what types of jobs are these people going to be losing that they, you know, what kind of skill sets are these people going to have coming out with looking for new jobs?
Right. And the good thing about it is, you know, we do kind of have a printing cluster going on in Jefferson City between Command Web, you know, Scholastic is somewhat, you know, in that realm as well. Although they don't do printing right on site, Modern Litho Print, a local printer that we have here, you know, they print as well. So, you know, we do have some opportunity for, you know, for individuals with those type of skills, you know, to be employed. So,
okay. Is there anything else you wanted to add, I guess, or anything you think we missed?
Well, I mean, I guess I would just close with the fact that the chamber, the city, and the county, we are going to do whatever we possibly can to help them and assist them and, you know, hopefully try to keep them open. But if that's not successful, then, you know, we're going to do whatever we possibly can to market that facility, get another employer in Jefferson City. We know it's going to be difficult to find an employer that would employ 500 individuals at an average of $20 an hour, but we're going to do our best to do that and get those people gainfully employed again.